The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us. And there's been lots of talk about dynamic pricing because of what happened in the Oasis ticket sales last Saturday. And dynamic pricing is all over the place, Charlie, isn't it? Do we often recognise it, though?
I don't think we do. I think a lot of people won't have realised, Matt, what it was until the Oasis controversy from last Saturday morning, where tickets that went down on sale from €86.50 ended up costing €400 plus fees. You know, and people who got two tickets were probably facing a bill of €1,000 if they ordered them. So this dynamic pricing suddenly has been blamed for it. What the hell is dynamic pricing? Huge in America, but not big here yet. But, you know, you'd be surprised. It's more prevalent than people might think. It's essentially, Matt, when the price changes based on real-time demand. So if demand goes up, the price goes up. If demand is weak, the price can fall. Now, you might not realise it, but it's around a fair bit already. You know, if you're buying a hotel room, you know, if you're getting a room in a hotel, if you're buying flights, if you're buying stuff on Amazon, you're likely to be using it. If you're going to Disneyland, they use dynamic pricing as well. Now, it's very big in America. Another name for it is surge pricing. Uber use it as well. I actually think it works well for Uber. So what happens there is if its system spots there's a lot of demand in a certain area, the price goes up, but they send a lot of drivers. That gets the drivers to go into that area. So suddenly, you know, there's more cars there for people because they're going to get more out of it and people will get home or whatever. So it can work.
But and on the flip side, if you're at a time when they're low on business, you can actually get some bargain prices as well.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to work. And Wendy's in America, the fast food chain, who are incidentally coming in here, that's what they say they do in America. They don't raise the price when there's extra demand. But when they see demand very weak, they'll cut the prices to kind of generate some volume to get some business going so that can work for people. But I think for the most part, it leaves a sour taste. I got absolutely hockeyed on it recently, Matt, because I got access to some tickets for Liverpool, my favourite football team, and it was the Brentford game on the 25th of August. But I hadn't, you know, it was late notice, got 10 days notice, had to book a hotel room, paid too much for that, and of course the flights. The price I ended up paying for half an hour flight to Ryanair, I probably could have flown around Europe for a few days. You know, it was so expensive. And yet, if I had noticed and I bought those tickets 3-4 months ago, you would have got a decent price on the Ryanair flight. So airlines are terrible for using this. They have all this data on you and then they apply an algorithm and they see what what the demand is, what you're prepared to pay. Amazon look at what kind of payment patterns you have, what you're buying, and they charge you accordingly. So I think it's quite anti-consumer in many ways.
Yeah, but I wonder, will it be extended to other things? And when I say this, I'm not suggesting that I want to see this happen. And when I'm saying it, I don't think I'd be saying something that these organisations would not have thought of. But can you imagine, for example, if the tickets for the Ireland-England game at the Aviva this Saturday were to be on the basis of dynamic pricing? Now, I'm presuming it's going to be a sellout because of the cachet of an Ireland-England game, even if there is a potential imbalance between the two teams, and even if it's not like Ireland-England games of the past. Now, people don't like the fact that I know friends of mine, they've had to buy tickets not just for that game, but for the Greece game and one other game. I think it's a friendly as a package to go to the game on Sunday or Saturday. So that's a combined fee for three games, even if they only wanted to go to one. Yeah. And you might say, fair enough, that actually makes sure that the real fans actually go. But I wonder, could it be dynamic pricing in the future? Rugby international tickets, I mean, they're oversubscribed all the time.
It must be so tempting for the
IRFU to say, well, rather than having €130 as the maximum price, which is, I think that's what it is, and that's still a hell of a price, that you could say, well, we'll start selling tickets at €200 and see if they all sell out.
Yeah, they could end up trebling the price and making a very big profit margin, you know, rather than the way it's done at the moment. They set the price based on covering their costs plus a margin. But, you know, with dynamic pricing, there's the potential there to make vast amounts of money for companies and the consumer loses out. It's not good for the consumer. And I think you're absolutely right. It is going to come in more. It's big in America. That means we'll see it more here. Plus, Matt, the development of AI, artificial intelligence, will give companies even more information on data on our buying habits, our consumption patterns, and they'll be able to apply it then much more easily.
David Bray has an interesting point. He makes dynamic pricing has been going on in a certain pub in the Temple Bar where the price of pints goes up every hour after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you wouldn't be surprised if anything going on in Temple Bar. You know, it just requires some businesses to stand back from this and say it's not fair to consumers.
Listener says, it should be pointed out that the taxi drivers cannot legally charge any more than is on the meter. Any extra fees are charged by the platforms and the drivers don't get anything for it. Now, you see, Uber doesn't operate as such in Ireland, does it? We don't have dynamic pricing for taxi hire in this country.
No, we have very little price regulation in this country, but one area where we do have it is in taxis, to be fair now. And people are constantly on to me about that. Where's the regulator when there's price increases? We don't, for the most part, regulate prices. That is one area where they can't kind of just set a price based on, unless they do a cash deal with you, you know. But that's illegal. They're obviously turning off the meter and they're not paying tax on that.
Okay, some interesting ones coming in here. It says, a listener says, it only cost €150 for the three Ireland games. This is John and Drogheda. I'm asking, sitting where? Because another listener says, the England match is sold out. Ticketmaster appears to have used dynamic pricing here also because ticket prices have nearly tripled in the last 2 weeks. So presumably they're doing the same as they do with concerts, that to get around the touting thing, you have to resell your tickets through Ticketmaster, and Ticketmaster becomes a form of tout?
A form of tout. And I put this to them and they say, you know, look, you're touting lads, you know, you're gouging customers. And they say, well, hold on a minute, you know, it's the tour guide in the case of concerts who set the prices here. Of course, that's complicated because in some cases, the owner of Ticketmaster also owns the promoter company as well. But I didn't realise what they were doing with the Ireland games. There's an issue here around how clearly this is communicated to consumers, and that's when competition law comes in here, and that's what the competition authority are looking at. Is this clearly communicated to consumers that some of the prices are going to be higher?
It's actually an interesting one here. Listener says, the difference in dynamic pricing is that between Ticketmaster and Ryanair is that, at least when it comes to Ryanair, there are other airlines that you can opt to go to instead, whereas Ticketmaster is the sole seller of these tickets.
Well, it depends. You know, I didn't have the option of an Aer Lingus flight to Liverpool, yeah, but I could have, suppose, flown into Manchester or got a boat, I suppose.
Another listener says, bands and artists are all backing dynamic pricing because they're not making money off their music otherwise.
Yeah, that's a fair point, Matt. Yeah. Streaming means that, you know, people are just illegally downloading their music. So you've had dynamic pricing for Bruce Springsteen, for Taylor Swift. Paul McCartney, been around long enough and made enough money, you would think, you know, billionaire after all. Some bands are not doing it and choose not to do it. I think that's what should be encouraged, to try and get them not to do it. Instead of deciding, okay, we want to make 5 million per night here, per concert in this stadium, so dynamic pricing will have to come into play to get that up to 5 million.
Just briefly tell me about something else. Tell me about how thousands may have paid inflated interest rates in a suspected car sales scandal.
Yeah, Matt. Recently, the Central Bank, the regulator in financial services, wrote to lending firms and brokers and told them, look, you're deceased. This is in July. You've deceased this practice. It's called discretionary commission arrangements. Now, it's complicated phraseology. What it is essentially is, if you go into a car dealer, the car dealer's at liberty, because they have a deal with the bank or the finance house, to set the interest rate at a rate that they want to set it at. Slightly, a bit like dynamic pricing, Matt. And the higher the interest rate, the bigger the commission. So the discretion from the bank or the funder of the car deal to set the interest rate. And this applies to hire purchase and personal contract purchases, PCPs. So it means that an awful lot of people may end up having paying too much because they didn't question the interest rate that was being charged on the deal. And in England, they're having a look-back investigation into this to see if harm was done to consumers, if they lost out. But the Central Bank is only just banded here. It hasn't gone any further than saying there should be a look-back to see if people have lost money on this. The suspicion here is there was an incentive here for the brokers who are, you know, signing you up to the finance, an incentive for them to charge you more than you should have been charged in interest, and they would have made a higher commission.
Okay, what's going to happen about it?
Well, Piers Doherty, the Sinn Féin finance spokesman, has said, look, there has to be a look-back investigation, a probe into this, to see how much was lost here. But the central bank are saying to me, they haven't had complaints about it. If you have an issue with it, take it up with the people who you got the finance off, and if you're not happy, go to the ombudsman. But at the moment, they don't seem to have any plans to do an investigation, which tells you a lot in itself. They really should be more proactive on this one, I think.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you. One listener wants to know if dynamic pricing accounts for the 336,000 cost of the bicycle sheds in Leinster House.
That's dynamic pricing on a whole new level, Matt.
that's something else entirely. Thank you, Charlie.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.